radiant King of Light. Still for the glory of the Lord. Start again from the beginning. Be still. I just want us to be still in the presence of the Lord for a while. Let the piano continue to play that tune just quietly. I want everybody to focus on God. Bible says, seeing Him that is invisible. Take your mind off the mundane, carnal things around you and put it on the Lord. Just bask in His glorious presence. Let your heart, don't speak, but in your heart, be full of adoration, thanksgiving, incredulity. How mighty, how glorious, how radiant this God is. Seek His face in your heart, fellowship, communion, thanksgiving. David said, I have set the Lord always before me. He is at my right hand, therefore I shall not be moved. Set the Lord before you now. The Father, the Lord Jesus at his right hand, the Lord Holy Spirit at your right hand. Worship in your heart. Thank Him. Adore Him. Appreciate Him. Inquire of Him. Making an entrance unto all continents and nations. The Holy One of Israel, the mighty God of Jacob, the covenant-keeping God of Israel. We worship, we honor, and we adore Him. In Jesus' name. Seated very quietly, just stay in the presence of the Lord. I'm just flowing. I'm not going to give a message, but I'm going to address one or two things that I believe the Lord wants us to address, and then we'll close. as mommy was ministering Pastor Ibrahim, got a word, and I just want to summarize it. Why the King of Glory is coming into all the nations and continents to do what? To establish his kingdom. Mommy doesn't know this. I don't think I've preached it in church before, but I certainly have received a revelation of it. In the book of Revelation, there were seven churches in Asia Minor. Ephesus and so on and so forth, up to the last one. And when Jesus appeared to John, the glory of God was so much. You know, John was very close to Jesus. They were friends. They were friends. He knew him very well. But when he saw the resurrected Christ in his glory, dressed with a white garment up to his feet, the whole chest had a breast of gold, his eyes were like a flame of fire, the effulgence, the glory that came from Jesus' presence was so strong, John fell. Jesus had to comfort him and say, "It's all right. Stand up. Fear not." Then he said to him, "I'm he that was dead, now I live. I have the keys of death and hell. I want to focus on what God wants me to focus on." Then he saw seven candlesticks. The word candlestick is actually lampstand. It's the menorah that is found inside the temple that gives light to the table of shewbread. So seven. And Jesus told him, he said, "These seven candlesticks represent the seven churches." It's amazing we have seven continents. A candlestick for every continent. There will be no continent, there will be no nation that there will not be a candlestick. He will first of all invade every continent through some key nations like Nigeria for Africa, the US, North America, possibly England for Europe. I don't know all the details. It's all being worked out as I speak. Maybe South Korea for Asia, because it's got a strong Christian presence there already. And so on and so forth. Every continent will have a candlestick, and it will bring light to that continent. Then other nations will start getting light. So the purpose of the King of Glory is to establish his kingdom. Total dominion. Not just the new birth. The total dominion of God. In every continent. From thence it will go to every nation in every continent. From every nation it will go to every tribe, tongue and kindred in every nation. It is a work that has begun. He will fill the earth by so doing with the knowledge of his glory as the waters cover the sea. Everybody on earth will know about the glory of God. Not everybody will accept it. Not everybody will benefit from it. But they will know about it. Because they will see it. That glory cloud I spoke of, that we made manifest in the continents, in the nations, cities. There will be a presence. There will be churches that will have that glory manifested, and the people in that city will see it. because of satellite television, even the people who are not in a particular place, they will see it on television. So the knowledge of the glory of God will cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. Number three, the Lord of hosts will contend with all those that contend against Zion, and he will set the lawful captives free. That glory will bring liberty. The Bible speaks of the glorious liberty of the sons of God. What it means is that the glory will liberate or set free the people. So wherever that glory goes, the lame will walk, the blind will see, the deaf will hear, the barren will conceive, the women that are bowed down will be made straight. There will be liberty to the captives. Fourthly, it will raise a new generation of men. Even men that are unregenerate now, and there are many, will come into the kingdom. They will get born again, but they will not stop there. There's going to be a threefold operation. There will be an awakening, there will be a revival, and there will be a reformation. A lot of people are asleep now spiritually, even Christians, particularly those in the denominations, even the Pentecostals. Many of them have drifted away because of bad leadership from the purpose of God. But there will be an awakening because of this light. That awakening will lead to a revival in their lives. And that revival will lead to a reformation. The church will be reformed. At the moment, many Christians are just caterpillars, using the illustration and the analogy of the caterpillar, because the word metamorpho in Romans chapter 12 says that you may be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That word in Greek is metamorphos, is where we get the English word metamorphosis from, and it's one of the most accurate conceptions of the growth of a Christian. You're the egg, you get born again, the seed. Then when it comes, it becomes caterpillar. The caterpillar is this little insect that's always crawling on the floor. It cannot fly. Sadly, majority Christians live and die in the caterpillar stage. They die there. They go to heaven, but they never leave the caterpillar. They are earthbound all their lives, carnal. But some will move into the purple stage. In that stage, you don't move around so much. Something is still going on, but not too much activity. Likened to the 18 silent years of Jesus in Nazareth. That's the purple stage. Just there. Not too much activity, not too much running around, but a lot changing. That's what I call the reformation. It begins to reform them on the inside. And then as it reaches maturity, it receives strength and it breaks out of that cocoon. And then the butterfly flies out, which is symbolic of the fullness of Christ. So God is going to raise a new generation of men. They will not stop at caterpillars anymore like it used to. In these last 2 days of the church, the majority of the church have lived and died in the caterpillar stage. But the reformation will now take place, in which there will be many Christians who will go through the reformation and come to the butterfly stage. And they begin to fly with the beautiful colors of the fruit of the Spirit and demonstrate the glory of God to the whole earth. In this regard, I gave us by the Holy Spirit an instruction some years ago. But the time has come where if you haven't been doing it diligently, you need to work on it now. I said this fast is going to be a time that will change you. And then some habits that you inculcated during the fast, don't stop them after the fast. Just continue with it. The key to the glory is watching and praying always. This is abundantly clear from Scripture. Not perfection. If it was perfection, everybody won't be able to carry the glory. No, it's just watching and praying. And it is typified. By the priests that carried the glory into Jerusalem on the orders of David. The Bible says every six paces they sacrificed. At six paces there's symbolic of 6 hours. Because you see that in the New Testament and in the Old Testament. When you lie down, when you sleep, when you wake up. Four times, you know, over 24 hours. If you have not been doing that, start doing it now. That's all you need. Honest heart, prayer, praying spirit, armor of God, the life of God, praying in tongues as frequently as you can, and that once every 6 hours. As you do that, God showed me something. And I will close with this. God told me, says, I need more of them doing that. Because I'm bringing the glory in. He said, and I'm going to show you a picture from Jesus and his 12 disciples. Do you know it's amazing? Even Judas carried the glory. He did. Judas carried the borrowed anointing. That tells you if Judas can carry it, anybody can. Anybody can. If you will pray. He said, none of them were the stature of Jesus. Not one of them. He said, so how could the ark be balanced? He said, Jesus was one. He said, then you had three other sets. How was it formed? For each one, four of them would be equivalent to one Jesus. Four of them equivalent to one Jesus. Four of them. So you had Jesus, then you had four, 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 making 12. So as we begin to walk in the Spirit and be consistent in our making sacrifice, not all of us will be at the same level, but God will join us together and we'll have corporate men. Some of the leadership will be there. Some will not be up to the leadership, but God will join them together and join them together and join them together, and together we will bring the glory to Jerusalem. Let us pray. Father and our God, we're still in your presence because we know your glory is coming to Africa, Europe, North and South America, Oceania, Asia, all the continents of the world. And we thank you for the privilege of pioneering it from beyond the rivers of Ethiopia, in this land where the rivers divide. We humble ourselves under your mighty hand. We consecrate our lives to you afresh, to carry your glory, making spiritual sacrifices every six spaces, so that we'll be privileged, we'll be accounted worthy to be of those that carry the ark, your glory on our shoulders, and bring it to Jerusalem, bring it to Zion, and from thence get it reproduced, the same thing reproduced in every continent, in every nation, and in every tribe and tongue and kindred. In Jesus' name, I commit everyone under the sound of my voice into your hands. God, have mercy on all of us. In spite of whatever infirmities that we may have, like Peter, like James and John, like even Judas, vouchsafe us worthy of this high calling. Let none of us miss this great destiny. Let every single one of us, by your mercy and grace, by obeying these simple instructions, be a part of this great army that you're raising up to carry your glory to the ends of the earth. In Jesus' name, stand to your feet. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you. The Lord God gives you peace. God makes you head and not tail, above only and not beneath. Everything you set your hand to is successful. You are at least 10 times better than your peers. You possess the gate of your enemies, even the gate of death. So you will live and you will not die. Yes, you will live and you will declare the glory of God in the land of the living. With long life will God satisfy you and show you his salvation, even the perfection of the fullness of Christ. So the Lord imparts unto you the anointings of Enoch, Abraham, Joseph, Moses, Joshua, Ruth, David, Elisha, Daniel, Esther, Paul, and John. In Jesus' name. Just before we take the grace, just keep touching somebody like that. Healing power is going to flow now. Deliverance power will flow. Provision power will flow. Father, we release healing power, deliverance power, provision power into every life, into every physical body that needs it now in this assembly in the name of Jesus. For those watching on television or on YouTube, we transmit the same anointing to break every yoke, heal every body, supply every need, and bring deliverance to every condition. In Jesus' name, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God our Father, and the sweet fellowship of the blessed Holy Spirit rest and abide with us now and forevermore. In Jesus' name. Turn to him and say, you fellowship with God, your joy is full, and you carry the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. The Lord bless you.